Hey, Radical Contemporaries. This is season 9 of the podcast. I'm so excited for you guys to listen to this season because it's going to be a little bit different. We're going to do a few episodes with guests and a lot more monologues for me. So look forward to that. Welcome to the Art Dubai 2023 mini-series. In this series, we'll be speaking to artists, directors, key opinion leaders, and more from the Art Dubai Fair, spotlighting the Global South. In this episode, I speak to Chiara Costa. Chiara is the head of programs at Fondazione Prada,
the infamous Prada Foundation.
We speak about what it means to be an institution or museum in today's art world. What does the word predictive mean? The intersection of art, technology, and sustainability, and what comes next. And now to my conversation with Chiara.
Right now I'm sitting with Chiara Costa from Fondazione Prada, and it is an honor. I'm a huge fan of the foundation, but also a very, very much a Prada girl, like overall. So first things first, I wanted to say I've read a lot of books, like I told you, over the past few years about the future of museums and institutions. It's a topic I've been very interested in. That and sustainability. Recently, I spoke on fashion sustainability at COP27 when it was in Sharm el Sheikh. So I wanted to start by asking you, what is the role of the foundation today in the now? Like, what do you, in your mind, as the head of programs, really believe the role of it is today?
Well, I think I don't feel that comfortable when we speak about the future of the institutions, the future of museums. I'm very much focused on the present, but also on what your history is. So, because of course you develop your personality as an institution, as a museum, mm-hmm. in time. So since the beginning, and now it's almost 30 years, the question has always been, what is a cultural institution for?
Yes.
And the thing is that the answer changes through time. So of course, things that felt necessary to analyze and to research 10 years ago, and maybe we did research. So let's say we can consider them achieved and we can concentrate on other subjects and researches.
Yeah.
So I would say in this moment, my main concern is that it's not possible in this present to work like on a 4 or 5 year program.
Do you feel like because the future is so dynamic now, in the talk you had mentioned, I really like what Lucas said, like the proverbial roller coaster. This is a really important point. Like every 6 months now, things are changing, you know, with technology, etc. So I feel like, what do you feel is important to hold on to, and what can you let go of within the foundation, let's say?
What I like compared to the past is that, as I said, in the past, we were always forced to plan, program in advance, etc. Be rational completely. Then we found out during the pandemic, of course, that it wasn't always possible.
Yes.
It's not just about the pandemic anyway. It's about a quite fast changing world indeed. It probably happened already before. I'm not saying that it is really changing in a different way, but I'm saying our perception is like that. So we feel these changes happen in a different way than before.
Yes.
It's a matter of attitude.
Yes. And I like what you really said about not liking to use the word predictive, because I think I agree with you in the sense, like, what are we predicting, you know? And I also wanted to ask you, so for the foundation itself, I feel like you've done such an amazing job of the intersection of art and fashion, and now art, fashion, and sustainability. And having come right out of COP, I feel, how important is this, you know, in speaking on the now? Like, how important is it to integrate not just technology? I think there's too much focus on that, you know, to integrate the idea of sustainability and, you know, why are we doing this?
So, of course, doing exhibition, organizing exhibitions has to deal with the matter of sustainability. I mean, brain works, have them travel to different countries. It's a huge work, and maybe it takes a 2-year research. So it has to be worth And I think the power of exhibition still relies on the fact that you can provide a different perspective.
Yes.
Especially if it's object-based.
Mm-hmm.
But many of our projects, I think, are less and less using the object as a symbol of something,
mm-hmm.
but more like trying to convey questions.
Yes.
Most of the times.
Yes.
Now we know that questions are really fundamental. You know, when many years ago in our like mission, we started with a question, and some people were like, are you sure you want to start with a question? Why don't you start with saying who you are? And we're like, no. We're going to figure out, and most importantly, we're going to change.
I really like that. And I think, you know, honestly, questions are so important. I now read a lot of books where the titles are questions. You know, I think it's part of what I do. I interview people, and I think, you know, asking questions is so powerful. It really is. I want to know your thoughts on collaboration, because mm-hmm. I think the foundation has just been such an example of the power of collaboration. I think people talk a lot about this, but I mean, not many practice what they preach in that sense. So how important is collaboration to you, and how do you select your collaborators?
Well, first of all, I would say we don't have a director.
Oh, wow,
so we don't have an artistic director that is always the same.
Mm-hmm.
That shows you, I think, how much we're interested in collaborations and in expanding, not just people, also other institutions.
Yes.
And, of course, artists. But mm-hmm. I mean, the last project, the more than 3-year-long project devoted to science,
mm-hmm.
Actually had as collaborators scientists, doctors, neurologists, people who study linguistics through neuroscience.
Yes.
So it's really about the people who can help you achieve and then display in whatever way a project.
Donc c'est très intéressant, Saraha. I think, you know, honestly, I feel like I wanted to ask you, what was one of your favorite projects that you did with the foundation? One that you felt really was so impactful, because I think there are projects that really resonate more than others, and there are projects that are really timeless. So what's one that comes to mind for you?
Maybe I wouldn't mention like specific projects, but themes, because we worked a lot on some themes.
Okay.
Like the two ones.
Tell me.
Well, surely the one I just mentioned about neuroscience, because basically
huge.
By studying how the brain works and trying to explain people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the thing was speaking to scientists and try to make this knowledge available.
Yeah.
So
is this part of human brain?
Yes.
Yeah, this was really, really like...
This was really important.
Huge.
But the other one, I mean, we made so many projects, like 4 or even 5, that dealt with the idea of what didn't deal with, questioned a lot the idea of the original in art.
Oh.
So copies in antique in archaeology.
That's predictive, in a way. You know,
I don't think it's predictive, but it's like let's say what I think we really learned from fashion is that you have to look at the world you live in and you operate in. So fashion, one wouldn't think so, because one would think luxury is something far away from life, but it's not.
No.
It has a strong impact.
Yeah.
And so that's what hopefully culture may, should, will have one day. So I think it's about looking at what's around you, what's reality, and try to see then, looking at that, what is important and what is relevant to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I want to ask you, just touching a little bit on, like, you know, that you spoke on in the panel about, you know, making something that is timeless and not, you know, sticking to AI or tech, or making decisions that somehow, you know, end up putting you 3 years back in time all of a sudden. How do you not stay relevant, but how do you make sure that what you're doing is really still at the forefront, which it always is somehow? So I'm sure that there is some sort of strategy formula for that, you know?
Yeah, it's, as you said, collaboration.
Yeah.
If you find the right persons to work on a topic, And if you're not in a hurry, I mean, you can develop that topic from this different perspective for a long time. And then you don't need to make the big exhibition on something.
Yeah.
I'd surely rather deal with it in steps and with different collaborators. So yeah, you can have like a different perspective, kind of a kaleidoscope of what this can be, of how this can be studied.
I love that. Yeah, that's actually very interesting. And I agree 100%, staying relevant with people around you.
Yeah.
So, okay. So one of my last questions for you is, so you as Chiara, what do you think is really important for foundations to focus on now? Not as in, you know, whether you're like online or physical or all of this, not as in placement of who, of where you are, but the question of like, what are you giving the public in terms of community audience? Like, what's the value we need to be adding really to the audience?
The value is always like not about exhibiting objects. It's not about doing experiences. It's not about the format, as you said, online, physical. It's when you can provoke learning.
Yeah.
That is at the center of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because if a visitor comes and sees an exhibition, goes to the cinema, etc., what I would really like them to do when they go out is think about that. And maybe think they have learned something and maybe want to know more also. Mm-hmm. That would be, of course, fantastic.
Yeah.
But it's a matter of bring into the foreground more thoughts.
Yeah, and you answered with that in the panel as well. You said learning, studying knowledge, and I think that's something that the foundation does so well. And I read an interview that where you spoke about Miuccia Prada and how, you know, she is involved and everyone really does actually, you know, dive deep into the knowledge. And so I want to know how you, as Chiara, how do you stay informed? How do you learn? Because you're like the volcanic mind behind this, and I really think
it's something. It's kind of a
you share with struggle. Us your tricks.
It's a struggle because the platforms, either physical or online, that you could rely on some time ago are much more. So probably I would always give the same answer, like trusting someone you collaborate with. And for example, I don't know, if I have to find out something about technology in art and NFTs, I know I can rely on Shumon Bazar, who's organizing the Global Art Forum. He knows a lot about that and he is very much well informed.
So it's like sources that you know are credible rather than getting lost in the mess of, because you know now like our generation, it's so hard, like there's so much information. And I think that, you know, someone like you understands that at the end of the day, I think if you find like one good person who has that knowledge bank of a gem is really, it's super vital.
Traditional press has really, I don't know what its future is going to be, but it has to change. So, and all the other channels of information have changed. So it's very tough. And also one key element for young generations is that they have to learn to be critical towards these sources.
Yes.
That's very important.
And it's very hard now.
And that's why I'm still saying, like, learning is basically political power.
Yes.
Because it helps to figure out not just what is true and what is not. It's not just about that, but it's also about what is important.
Yeah.
And when you should really, let's say, be committed and engaged.
Yes, yeah. I love that. And my podcast is really all about learning. I like to speak to people who are smart, people who really know what they're doing. And I think my audience is really intelligent, so I think they'll appreciate that.
Thank you.
Really.
And thanks to your audience.
They will. And so my last question for you is, what are you excited about now? What are you looking forward to next?
What I'm excited about now is that probably this is the best moment I've experienced in some time to see collaborations going on in different fields between them. So I'm not speaking about multidisciplinary projects, but interdisciplinary projects.
Okay. You know, yeah.
Connecting different fields. Uh-huh. That is what I think could happen in a new and wonderful way today, because the reality is very much ready to do that. While before, I don't think it was so easy. So like cinema and literature.
Yeah.
More than it has been in the past years, because there has been too much attention on the idea of specialized
fields. Yes. And I think that's everything. I think the project Human Brain, I think the interdisciplinary, like you said, I think it's how we will survive, really. Like, if I learned anything from COP and the next one that would be here, actually, is that, you know, sustainability requires interdisciplinary work. It does, you know, it will not work otherwise from every field.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I really appreciate you speaking to me. Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.